Today is March 12th. We're back at the GTD Summit. And I have somebody who's walked by the booth. Her name is Tamara. And she was, you were just telling me something, and I interrupted you and said, hey, can I record this? So what were you about to tell me?
I'm actually an OmniFocus user on Mac.
Okay, so you're a Mac user.
Yeah.
Okay, but I forgive you. That's okay. No.
Well, it's all new and shiny, too.
Sure.
So, but there's been a lot of buzz about e-productivity. And, of course, I got curious. I use Windows at work. Hate Outlook. Hate Outlook.
Oh, now that's a first. Normally, I'm used to people telling me they hate Notes, but okay.
Well, see, here's where it goes. I thought Notes was dead. I haven't heard about Notes in years. And then add to that, I'm a Mac user, so oh yeah, Notes doesn't find me. I can't see productivity, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
So you probably didn't know that Notes runs on the Mac very well.
No idea.
And I bet, just coming back to something you said, because I happen to have been griping on my blog about how many people come to me and tell me how much they hate Notes, and my theory is there are a few reasons that they hate Notes have to do with training and various issues. I suspect that the reason you made your comment about hating Outlook, I'd love to know why. It's probably the same problems that people who hate Notes hate Notes.
Well, A, it's Microsoft. Okay. Sorry, I'm a Mac user. I'm done with Microsoft.
Okay.
I've removed Office from my Mac side. Unfortunately, on my MacBook Pro, I do run Windows, some accountant, and I hate QuickBooks account in addition.
Right.
I don't have a choice. But I just, Outlook just bugs me. I've read all kinds of hacks and tips. I've got a book on how to, you know, manipulate Outlook. It still doesn't work for me.
Right.
Looking briefly at the demo last night on e-productivity with you, I was like, oh, wait, this is kind of what I need Outlook to do. So,
and just a couple things. First off, e-productivity runs on Lotus Notes.
Right.
And Lotus Notes runs on the Mac, the PC, and Linux.
Right.
And so e-productivity is actually the same piece of software. There's nothing we do special.
Right, but the way you package the e-productivity as a part of Lotus Notes is what really got me. And then I started thinking, well, all right, I can use Lotus Notes at work because I'm on a PC, and then I can stay on OmniFocus at home because I'm a Mac.
Yes.
Now I've got two separate lists.
In fact, I don't know if you saw in the general session, David Allen, somebody gave him a Mac.
Yes.
Well, for David, it's very easy because he's just going to install Notes on the Mac, and he can switch back and forth between whatever computer he wishes.
Yep, had no idea I could do that.
Absolutely. So tell me what happened. So last night, you were inspired by e-productivity.
Yep.
You wanted to go into buying Notes.
So I went on the IBM website and couldn't find it. I searched like three or four different ways. Finally, I went to products and I found Lotus Notes. And then it took me a while to figure out, oh, wait, they have a Mac version. And then I couldn't figure out which version I needed and what price it was. So then I kind of got discouraged. I'm like, well, all right, I'm going to go take a break, you know, read some tweets, and then come back to it. And then I finally found the download for the Mac. I haven't opened it yet, but it is downloaded, and I'm kind of looking forward to playing with it. And then I went to e-productivity to make sure that worked on a Mac. And I saw that, and I'm like, okay, now I know what I'm doing at home.
Okay.
So,
well, I'll leave you with a couple pointers and perhaps ask you a few questions. So you can install Lotus Notes on a Mac. And it runs great. And, in fact, the latest versions of Notes have been written in such a way that they really leverage the features of the Mac. I'm not yet a Mac user.
Well, we
have a couple of people praying for me.
Yes.
But that's fine. But the cool part is when I ever get to that side, e-productivity is going to go right with me.
Right.
On my blog, notesonproductivity.com, I've actually had this discussion because we've had a surprising number of people like yourselves who, as a result of David Allen mentioning that he uses Notes or as a result of e-productivity, have wanted to get into Notes for themselves, and they haven't found the resources. So if you go to my blog, Notes on Productivity, there are actually a few IBM business partners who have posted links to resources, and in fact, Ed Brill, who's an IBM blogger and who uses a Mac, I believe now, has even provided the direct downlink straight to the Mac resource page.
Okay.
Deep, hidden, deep way inside of the IBM website.
Excellent.
Where you
I think I'll look for that now. Yeah.
So great. Well, thanks for stopping by. And so just out of curiosity, just because I've been on a rant about people hating Notes, as far as Outlook, did you get any training in Outlook, or did they just say, here it is, use it?
It's always been here it is, use it.
Okay,
and
that's
again,
the same problem Notes users face.
I've done a lot of research, though, like Flight Hacker,
Right.
Hack, you know, the GTD white paper, and I still can't get Outlook to think like me. So I was looking for something that I could tweak at work. And then, you know, I came across this yesterday. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting. Because the way it was framing GTD within the greater. I haven't really seen that after.
Great. Well, I will stop the recording. Thank you for your time, Jen. I'll show you a few things about GTD and e-productivity. And I look forward to getting your reaction, and maybe I'll teach you some things and you can teach me some things about the